We're back once again, Big Smoke Music Weekly, episode 13. I'm on edge, an unlucky number. We've got Big Smoke in Focus artist this week. We've got loads more new tunes and some nonsense from Dave. This is VC Pines, Garden of the Year.
We got the Garden of the Year. Plant that seed, grow fear. Creeping up the walls out here. The days are awful hazy, common ground unclear. Need more room to grow. The honey tree blossoming slow. Maybe I got too close. The man in the mirror's not happy anymore. So long if we're talking about trust. So long if it's something you must. But you're kicking up a fuss, hey. So long we've been talking about trust. So long if it's something you must. I know I can never be enough. So you left me feeling rough, hey. Hang about on the weekend. I'll be stopping slow with my feelings. Now you know I need to grow. I've been having trouble sleeping.
All right, VC Pines, Garden of the Year there. Dave, how's it going this morning?
Really good, mate.
Roddy Sparkley.
I had a really nice sleep last night, so wide awake.
I think, actually, can we just take a minute to appreciate how nice I am when I wake you up? I gently tapped on your door, strolled in, you come in, just shove things up my nose and in my ear. Not all right. Dave, I love that. It's such a nice, chilled out...
Yeah, perfect. Perfect
vibe.
Perfect for this time of year. The sun's starting to come out, getting a bit warmer. Out in the garden, as it says, Garden of the Year.
Yeah, it's almost like a... I'm trying to think of a way of describing it. It's almost like an alternative soul, sort of.
Bit kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's got a very, like, Jamie T kind of voice to him as well, isn't he?
Definitely. I think kind of... You could almost put Easy Life slightly in that sort of bracket, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, he was recently at Great Escape and I heard really good things, actually. So one to look out for sure. If there's one morning that could sum up you, Dave, and you're like, the joys you take in the simplicities in life, And I don't mean that saying...
You make me sound like a simpleton there.
Well, I mean... but we're on the way down here to the studio and Dave just... We pull up next to this pub and Dave goes, is there anything better than a finely tiled pub?
Oh, yeah. You know those pubs with the green tiles outside? Beautiful.
They are, to be fair. And then you go, just before that song's playing, you went, Jesus Christ, pressed apple juice. It was like something out of like some soft porno. You were like looking at.
I've got
that.
My nice super smoothie. Loving life, mate. That's
outrageous. So, Dave, what gig we went to in the week? Truly in the Romance.
Yeah, man. Really good. It's quite a nice throwback kind of feel to it. The Truly in the Romance and like massive 50s influence. Yeah. And then you've seen a lot of people, like I could almost imagine it being like, you know, like a 50s rock and roll concert back in the day when they're all, you know, jiving and proper dancing.
Twisting and bopping.
Twisting and, but yeah, I kind of felt like we should have been doing that. But then everyone else just sort of stood there like.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than one couple.
Yeah, that's one.
Dave looked at me. I just felt something grab my arm and I was like, what? Dave's like, I'm scared. There was this bloke and like, if he wasn't on something, then fair play. Because he was just literally, and we actually had a chat. It's quite interesting when you think and you like sometimes go, oh, so-and-so, what a crap singer or whatever. But that is someone's favourite band.
Yeah.
And we were having that chat, weren't we? Like, Truly in the Romance are definitely this bloke's favourite band. And it's like
every single word. Yeah. Like, and he was doing all like the actions to it and almost everything. He was almost trying to impersonate the lead singer. Yeah,
if I was concerned, it looked like he was going to have a seizure.
Yeah.
He was like...
I sort of wanted to say, I hope he's on summit.
Dave, well, him dancing is how you feel when you see a tiled pub.
Basically, yeah.
So, you know.
Any drinking establishment, actually.
Outrageous. But yeah, Truly in the Romance, their debut album's out now. Sandman, absolute... stonker of a listen, so go check it out, definitely. This next band, Dave, take a guess where they're from. Voodoo Bandits. I mean, this game could technically go on for fucking ever. But have a guess, where do you think they're from?
Where does voodoo originate from?
Oh, don't go
somewhere
don't
like in like Hawaii or something.
I just remembered that. I was a bit bev last night. I text Dave saying, I love you, Dave. Davito. Well, Bandito Davito.
You decided to call me Mexican yesterday because you think I should shave my moustache.
I just want to see Dave in a sombrero and a poncho, just nothing but a tash. Saying,
maybe in the summer, mate. Festival season.
Hey, gringo. You never know. Anyway, yeah. They're from Isle of Man. This is them with Sink Below. Enough. thought I would play that again on episode 13 of Big Sweat Music Weekly because I'm that much of a fan. Voodoo Bandits with Sink Below. That is just, Dave, I said it. I've coined the phrase Liquid Indie Gold.
Indie banger, mate.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Such a fan. That is just, oh, irresistible, isn't it? That it just makes me think, like, how I felt when I first got into, like,
yeah,
music properly.
It's kind of got that massive feel to it, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, oh, life.
Oh, love it.
Life. So, yeah, as I said, from the Isle of Man, Dave, they are playing, actually, at the Isle of Man TT.
How difficult that is to come from Isle of Man. I wonder, like,
what
music
do you,
venues.
What do you mean?
What, like, music venues if you're from Isle of Man?
Well, I was just about, if you let me finish my sentence, they're playing at the TT, the Isle of Man TT. So they're playing, they're playing 4 dates between the 25th of May and 6th of June. So that's quite cool, actually, because that's like an international thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're like opening, clever from the boys of Voodoo Bandits. But yeah, so Dave, I just wanted to talk about Harry, friend of the show, and how weird he was in the middle of the week. He does this quite often. He just texts me a random text. So I'll read the conversation because I don't think you've actually seen the full thing. We're talking about, we're having a very London chat about how broke we were. So I said, can we please promise to give each other 10% of a lottery win if we win the lottery? He just replied, definitely. And then,
that is not going to happen, by the way.
Definitely. And I'm not joking with it. Yeah. If
you're not getting an absolute penny from him.
It's hard to get a pint out of him, let alone 10% of his lottery win. I'm not joking. Maybe 30 seconds later, that's completely off topic. Ever looked at a pineapple and thought, how the fuck has that been naturally made? So I replied saying, amazing. I think that with dragon fruit. I brought a pineapple yesterday and was mind-boggled on the way back from the shop. I said, mate, you need to go and see some proper art. I'm a regular visitor of museums and galleries, I'll have you know. Thing is, a statue just isn't as impressive as a natural creation of a pineapple.
He's been eating them brownies again, hasn't he?
I think he's been on the brownies again, yeah. But he just twists my melon. Or pineapple. When we went out to the gig the other night, we were sat there with him in the pub, and he goes to me and Dave, tell you what, I think I'm done with women for a few months. And we're like, oh yeah, why? Has someone done you over? Nah, it's just too hot.
Too hot.
It's too hot. Like he's got.
I don't want any people near me.
The best thing about that, it's like he's got them lined up down the street for him. Sorry, yeah, it's too hot.
In his mind, I think.
Yeah, in his bloody mind, he does. Unbelievable. I'm going to play you this one now from French Canadian outfit, Ola Canada, who played at Deeb's Day last year. Of course, we had last week Darren Brady, the founder of that festival. They're playing again this year, 19th and 20th July. They're on the 20th. So definitely get down. This is their new one, Red.
See ya.
Ding Dong! Ola Canada there with Red. Just having to listen to that one, me and Dave, like, I was like, first of all, we've got a bit of funk guitar there. And then I was like, that sort of fizzing hi-hat, just it's quite disco as well.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, man, what a tune.
There's a lot of layers to that track. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the end, they all kind of come to fruition right
exactly,
in.
Yeah, I was going to say, really builds to a crescendo there, Dave. Man, massive tune. I was just thinking as well, you know, like, people always go, oh, if like a lower league player scores a banging goal, and they're like, oh, if Messi had scored that, it'd be talked about. And I was just thinking, if that could be like a full song,
yeah,
and that'd be massive.
That'd be huge, yeah.
Oh, it drives me nuts. Yeah, it's like, this is why we do our show, Dave.
To get them
this
at
is
that
why
level.
We do our show, Big Smoke Music Weekly. Sure,
helping out the people.
Anyway, let's have some of this, shall we?
Oh my God! Big Smoke in focus.
Yes, time for another Big Smoke in focus artist. This time we're going to have a chat with David McNabb from Lovers. David, thanks ever so much for joining us on this fine morning. We're actually, you've joined us on a rare day that me and Dave feel fresh. We don't actually feel hungover today.
Mate, same.
Blimey, what's going on? We're all growing up, maybe.
Prepping for the summer.
I don't know about that.
Madness. So I was just going to ask to begin with, because I did text you, because I was trying to find your hometown, but you boys all go from, you all go with Teesside.
Yeah, I mean, Teesside's a collective area of towns in the northeast. Because we're all from different places. We all went to like different unis and stuff, and college at different places. So rather than say we're from one particular town, we collectively say Teesside just to make things easier.
Fair play, to avoid confusion. How did you guys come about then as a band? Because it sounds like you're not like necessarily that local to each other.
No, I mean, we are sort of all living in similar towns, but the band's. Me and Jack both worked at Mackey's. that's genuinely the story. We were both working at Mackey's. Both realised we like music. And then the rest of the band are just all mates of mine. Like, quite a lot of us are from Darlow, which is
right.
Where, like, three or four of us are from. Yeah, so Jack's, like, the only one who's not from that area. But, we went into the studio because I recorded all the early stuff. Just demoed stuff, and then we were like, you know, we may as well just give it a go. We put the first single out, and we weren't ready to play gigs yet, so it was kind of a mad rush to get ready. But
fair play. I've got to ask. So it was you and Jack that worked in McDonald's. Who was in charge of Egg McMuffins?
I mean, I think it's a split responsibility between me and him. We share the job.
This is amazing. I bet there must have been so many hangovers working in McDonald's together.
Mate, it's sort of the Mackey's breakfast sorted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, I definitely could not work there because I'd just end up eating most things that I'm making.
Nah, I mean, yeah, it was bad for that. Like, I don't work there anymore, but like,
you've come out the other side. Anyway, let's actually have a chat about the music instead of McDonald's. I've listened to a few of your tracks over the last few days and absolutely loving what I'm hearing. I was going to say, like we were saying before the show, it's definitely quite a big thing, sort of like that sort of electro indie sort of sound at the moment. So, like, what is it that draws you guys to that?
I mean, initially, we weren't really drawn to anything as such. We decided to make music and see what it sounds like, and we just kind of edged towards that. Almost like a natural progression, really. We just... We never used to have synth in the songs with the guitar band. And then, well, I went to uni and did music technology. And then I discovered, like, how good synths are. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so much you can do with them. And then we started adding more in. And then eventually it got to the point where we're like, we need a synth guy. So we got Ben, which is Joe the bassist's brother in the band. And that's kind of how it's come about.
Sure.
Yeah,
cool, man. Well, I was going to say, interestingly, because I know you supported Sundara Karma, didn't you?
Yeah.
Because they actually brought in a synth player for their, like, after their first album. So that's quite interesting that a lot of bands are sort of moving towards that. It's almost sort of like a late 70s, early 80s sort of sound, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just more than anything to make a sort of wireless sound, so to speak. So there's all sort of different layers, because I think... not that guitars are quite restricted, but we're playing sort of like softer music, so we don't fill our music with sort of like loud guitars.
Yeah.
And there's obviously like an element of sort of like there's room in tracks like ours for stuff like that, and I think it works.
Sure, man, sure. So, and also, let's talk about the debut EP. So, things that I don't understand came out on the 24th of May on Think Tank Records. So, how proud are you of that first sort of solid release that you've got out now?
Yeah, I mean, the EP's not out yet. The single's out. The single came out yesterday.
Yeah.
We've been working on it for what seemed like forever. it's like we've done singles and we think like, yeah, we get like a flash in the pan sort of like bit of attention from them. I think people find legitimacy in an EP and a collection of work, so that's why we've decided to take a bit of time out and do that. And the track's like, it's definitely a step up for us. We definitely feel it's the best stuff we've done, and we're really looking forward to getting it all out, because I think each track is different, but us, do you know what I mean? Like, it's got our characteristics to it.
Yeah, sure. And then the lead single as well, you talk about a lot in that, sort of like the anxieties of being in a relationship. And even the title of the EP is almost like, without using a very cliche term, it's almost like sort of like a coming of age sort of EP,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do feel that, like, we touch on a lot of different subject matters as well. But I think for us, like, relationships and love is a big part of all of our lives, so it's something we like to touch on. But yeah, I think the EP's going to impress a lot of people. We've got a song on there which we haven't even put any guitars in, which is something we've never done before. We've decided to just experiment with different things. So there's a song on there with like nothing, no guitars, and I just have any drums in. Awesome. Yeah, it has a kick drum in, but that's it. Like, we just stripped it back in.
Nice.
I've seen that you're playing the BBC. Oh God,
Dave's over the moon. It's that cloudy apple. That cloudy apple juice you had this morning.
You're playing the BBC Introducing stage at the big weekend this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Are you looking forward to that? And like, how big is that for your like local area to have like that big of a thing come up?
Yeah, well, that's why we're really happy it's in Teesside. Yeah. The Northeast is overlooked quite a lot.
Yeah,
especially by touring artists as well. We always find that Newcastle gets the sort of most of the Northeast gigs, but even then, I think artists are kind of a bit, I don't know, wary of coming to Newcastle, because I don't think Newcastle sells as well as the rest of the country for whatever reason. So artists are always a bit wary about coming to the Northeast. Yeah. But like Middlesbrough is, that's where I went to uni. I lived there. I love the place, and it's really nice that they're bringing in all these massive bands.
Yeah, sure. There's a big thing around it becoming a city soon, isn't there? Middlesbrough, they're trying to get their city status, aren't they?
They're rebuilding the train station.
Yeah,
and get some like good links in and out of the area. I love the place, and it means a lot to a lot of people. And it's nice that something big's happening again, because we used to have a few festivals here, but they all got cancelled. It's just like the recession hit, and it.
Jeez.
They, never seem to happen again. So we've got a few smaller ones which are really good, but this is like the biggest thing that happened to Teesside in a long time.
Yeah,
that's so great.
I'm hoping that it encourages people to sort of get into it again and maybe make more of a thing after Big Weekend.
Definitely.
That's what I'm hoping anyway.
Sure, man. You also got some good dates coming up as well. Are you supporting Richard Ashcroft on 14th of July? That's in Newcastle,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's good. I also think, like you're saying, I think you're right. Northeast probably is on the rise, especially when you've got like the likes of Sam Fender doing mad things. Do you think like him? I'm not that he's like a trailblazer, but do you think him like picking up traction like helps you out as bands trying to break through as well?
I hope that people are looking to the Northeast, because I do like I said, I think the Northeast has been overlooked sometimes. There's some great bands from the Northeast that are doing really well, but don't seem to be on any sort of major festival lineups this year, which I don't understand, because they've just done sold out tours of the UK and just don't seem to be on the sort of lineups. But like Sam Fender is absolutely smashing it. We played a gig with him in the Georgian Theatre, which is, I think it's about a 200 cap venue, and like we played with him, and that was the first time we met him, first time we saw him, and I was like, you can just tell when someone's going to smash it, and he deserves everything that's coming his way. Like he's a good songwriter and he's a good person, and I think that shines through when you're a good person, because music and ego go hand in hand.
I can tell you about that.
that's what I'm saying. Like, I think when we play with we play with sort of big bands, middle bands, you know, we've done it all, and you know, the bigger ones tend to be the nicer ones, and the bands that aren't doing so well tend to be the ones that have got a horrible attitude, and that kind of speaks volumes for me anyway, and it's kind of taught us how to be with other people, because if you're not very nice, then people hear about it as well, and you become just not a good band to work with, and that's something we never want to be.
Sure, yeah, definitely. Sure. So interesting you say about egos, David. Just because we've got two Davids on this interview, I want to do some really stupid little quickfire quiz if you're up for it.
Just to see
who's the king, David. All right. So basically, I'll give you a little example now. I've got five Davids, famous Davids. So I'm just going to say a word, and then you've got to guess the David. So for instance, if I said Ziggy Stardust, David Bowie.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So you both got to jump in as quicker than the other one. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
First one, England and Manchester United.
David Beckham.
Oh, 1-0 McNabb. 1-0 McNabb. Okay. Only Fools and Horses.
David Jason.
No, oh, 2-0. Are you like phoning in a friend to help you out here? This is mad.
He's got the internet open now, hasn't he?
Google my name every day.
Have you just got like a collage of Davids up in your room?
No, do you know what it is, right? I was thinking of famous Davids as soon as you said that, and the first two I thought were David.
That's amazing.
I'm good now.
Okay,
I'm good now.
Number three, Friends.
David Schwimmer?
Yeah,
oh my god, that was on the tip of my tongue. That
right, Dave Bowen, can you get some redemption on the last two here? Baywatch.
David
Hasselhoff.
Oh, I reckon that's a tie, that one. Tie. And final one, this is quite a hype one. Magician sat in a box for a while.
David Blaine.
Oh!
Well.
There you go.
I saved it, yeah.
Dave got the darker one.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, man. But yeah, mate, we're going to give the new song, Coming Loose, a spin. So do you want to introduce it?
Sure. This is Coming Loose by Lovers. Check it out. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Our Big Smoke In Focus artist there for this week. That was Lovers with Coming Loose off their debut EP, Things I Don't Understand, on Think Tank Records. Dave, what a mega tune that is.
Yeah, loving that.
It's interesting they're saying about bringing the synth in. I think like a lot of bands...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's very sound that's in at the minute, isn't it? The synth.
Yeah.
And it's made a massive resurgence. And it's quite interesting that you say bands are actually... who weren't using it before are actually bringing it in for another like extra bit to them. But I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if it ties in like in terms of how we are as people now that our attention is so shite that like it's almost like bands have to do more to grab you.
Yeah,
and have
true,
to do
though.
More, add well, more, promote themselves more.
It must be difficult
more.
Because there's so much out. It's trying to separate itself.
Yeah,
is the difficult thing. But yeah.
He also absolutely did you on the David quiz there. Is your name even Dave? Shocking.
I think I'm still half asleep. That's the problem.
And then
he's
also,
on it.
Also, one of my favourite moments of this episode far. Dave, your big moment. Time for a question.
I'm still ill, right? I'm still recovering.
There? Unbelievable. Also, what was this snack thing you're telling me about from Middlesbrough?
A Palmo. Oh my God. I've seen it. Like I was saying, there's been this thing I've seen on the news recently about Middlesbrough, and they've done a little review of this Palmo. It's the most calorific thing you could ever see.
What
this
is it?
Giant, I think it's like pork, like smashed out cutlet, breadcrumb, cheese, everything on it. Apparently, it's a Middlesbrough speciality.
Topped with chocolate eclairs, toffee sauce.
If we take a visit up to Middlesbrough, I hope David will take us out for a Palmer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Lovers, they've got a few dates coming up. As we said, they're playing Radio 1 Big Weekend up in Middlesbrough. They're also playing Music Box Fest Darlington on 9th of July. Also, they've got 9th of June, sorry. 14th of July, Richard Ashcroft. Huge slot for them, supporting him at Newcastle. And then Gregorian Theatre at Stockton-on-Tees on 13th of September as well. So look out for them. I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye out for them when they come down this way. But maybe I should go out that way. That's what
maybe
you're saying.
You should,
that's what you're saying. Northeast is where it's at now. That's where it's at. Now time for an absolute huge one from the Snuts, Dave. This tune is mega.
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 Mega banger.
This is them with All Your Friends.
Childishly praised, hopelessly underrated. Help me escape another cold November, stormy day. Do you remember when we got carried away, throwing stones at houses, sure it was fate. Our simple celebrations, was it the way? We watched those televisions. Don't you remember when we? Don't you remember when we? Don't you remember when we? Remember. Separated, stormy days. Just another young sedated boy who plays with fire more than water. Do you remember when we? Do you remember when we would take it away? Not a way that they could stop us. Fully aware that it's not good but proper. And sunny days are few and far when you've been living in gray.
Your friends have got that cocaine on their faces.
pipe and smoke it. That is the Snuts with All Your Friends, their latest single. Oh man, that is a great sort of like the wandering bass line, the stop start rhythm of the song.
Yeah,
me and Dave were just saying it's a proper song for the crowd, that middle bit.
Yeah, definitely. Get the crowd singing along.
Oh dear. And then we're just saying as well that I think drums make, well, we've had this debate, but we won't even go there. Drums really makes, they've got to be the most fun to be had with a, for an artist in a band on drums.
You kick him into this week and I've just seen the drummer and he's just thrashing away. It's like, I just want to do that one day. that's my job, just smashing stuff.
We were saying the other day, we want to be able to jam in the house, but neither of us can play an instrument.
we're just going to start and it's just going to be like the piano. We got a woman who teaches piano next door to us and she got some 12-year-old
John's wife, neighbour John. But yeah, Snuts, they are literally at most festivals this summer, so they're playing This Is Tomorrow, Neighbourhood, Mad Cool out in Madrid, Transmit, Why Not, one of the wettest weekends of my life last year, Kendall Calling, Reading and Leeds, and Victorious, and Isle of Wight as well.
That is a good summer.
Isle of Wight, of course, where Lauren Hibbard, a previous Big Smoking Focus artist, is from. Saw her on Thursday night at the Lexington, and man, what a set that was. What a set. Gonna have to move to the Isle of Wight, Dave. It's where all the good music's coming from.
Do it.
That old northeast.
I said you should move there and work in a gift shop.
I did actually tell you that really weird summer where I applied to work in the Guernsey Island gift shop. It was amazing. It would have been 3 months just working and living on the island in a little gift shop.
I think it'd be fun for a week. I think I'd get a bit stir crazy.
Oh, I would have become a raging alcoholic. So anyway, in the week, I was saying to Dave, I keep having these calls from people that are like ringing me up and where the hell did I get my number from? Does my head in. And then, so it was like one of these things like, oh, hi, Mr. Scanlon, I believe you've been in a road traffic accident in the last couple of months. And I was just like, oh, I was as well. And she went, oh, she probably thought, oh, I'm in here. And she was like, oh, really? What happened? I was like, oh, it's terrible. I got decapitated. And she was like, blimey, really? I was like, do you even know what I've just said? I've literally just said I don't have a head anymore. She's like, what? And I was like, hung up.
Yeah, that was one of those people in Futurama when they carry their head around.
Exactly. And then we were talking, like, I was saying, Dave, that's the sort of thing that would really, if my dad gets those calls, it literally drives him nuts. So we thought, what better way to test this than to call my dad? So we're going to give him a call now.
Hello, is that Michael Scanlon?
Speaking.
I've heard that you've been in a road traffic accident recently, is that true?
Yeah, I'm sitting by the roadside now with my leg hanging off.
Oh no, I'm really sorry to hear that.
All right, Dad. Dad, you're on Big Smoke Music Weekly.
Really?
You are. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Who's that?
Is your boyfriend? It's Mickle Mouse, the man.
Is that Chris?
Uncle Chris is down.
We're all on the show.
Hey.
Dad, we were just talking about how much those calls annoy us.
Yeah, do they? Yeah.
Do they?
Can I swear on air then?
Yeah, if you want, go for it. Knock yourself out.
They are... You're quite right, Tom. They're fucking annoying.
Anyway, Dad, I wanted to get your three tips for a big bank holiday weekend. What needs to happen?
A big bank holiday weekend?
Yeah.
Sunshine?
Yeah.
Tip.
Food and drink.
Boom. Perfect. Where are you going to now, then?
Taking the hound out for a stroll and a couple of beers, yeah.
Oh, delightful.
A good walk, taking in a couple of hostelries.
Oh, delightful. All right, well, I'll leave you to that then.
All right then, Nipper.
Take it easy, man, you mucker.
Good luck with the show.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
I knew that's fucking annoying. Anyway, let's have some music.
You can see where you get your humour from now.
Literally carbon copy the same person. This is Another Sky with The Cracks. Another Sky there with The Cracks. They are, what, massive song, by the way. They're currently on tour. They've got a few dates left. Let me have a look. They've got about 6 dates left. But yeah, no London date, unfortunately.
They're playing Village Underground in September.
Yeah. Not in June, though, Dave. So, do you know what I mean? What's going on?
You want it now, don't you? You're so patient.
That is like quite like a...
It's very atmospheric, isn't it? Yeah. A bit brooding like... and...
Ticks all the senses boxes.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
If senses boxes are a thing. episode 13, drawing to an end. Thank
we
God.
We got through it, mate.
We got through it with nothing bad happening. We might fall out the building on the way out because it's episode 13. I don't know. We're going to leave you on this one from Feet. This is AdBlue. They played at All Points, East. They played at Great Escape, same as... What's his bloody fact? What's his bloody name? VC Pines that we had on at the beginning of the show. Heard really good things. And also heard it's really weird, like, oh, do you want to go see Feet?
Yeah.
It's like, do you remember
look at some Feet.
Where is that club where it's like, it's called Bed? It's like, do you want a couple of Bed? Terrible. Terrible. They're playing at All Points East. Don't make me cry. And they're also supporting Cage the Elephant as well in the next couple of months.
That's good stuff.
And they're at Truck, Isle of Wight and Ballmasters Festival this summer. So definitely check these guys out. Big things to come from them. We'll be back next week with 2 massive Big Smoke in Focus interviews. Stick around. It's going to be good.